Welcher, you may know this is a show. This is a show about nothing.
This man doesn't even have his fucking.
His nothing.
Look at this fucking guy. Adam's just on his phone. Where the show started, motherfucker. No headphones.
I didn't realize the show started.
Come on, dude. How little fucking professionalism.
I'm sorry. I don't.
Adam does pro-Bethanalism.
Like a woman?
Reacts like a prostitute named Beth. Pro-Bethanalism.
Pro-Bethanalism.
Pro-Bethanol.
I would fuck a prostitute named Beth.
Adam, hand me that
I've
little
been,
white
I've been
remote.
Drinking Pro-Bethazine.
Pro-Bethazine?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Here, what is this, the AC remote? This one?
Goddamn.
Is this the one you want?
These Firehook crackers are...
Shout out to the Firehook Corporation. I like the rosemary.
Yeah, put them somewhere, because if I have one, I'm done.
They're addicting.
They're
just
really
bullshit.
Good.
I mean, this is what they were eating, you know, back in the Juden times.
Back in the days of King Solomon.
Where you couldn't have leavened bread.
Mm-hmm. The kings of Leon. The original Jewish
now
kings.
Now
I want to
suck dick. Because I'm gay.
The Jewish kings.
Will Solomon. You please fuck me?
Solomon.
Solomon David.
Cedric the N-word sayer.
I'm gay and I'm Jewish.
Bernie Madoff.
Bernie Madoff?
Bernie Madoff.
Why was the Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae sound like a black couple from like 1971?
Because that's who it is. That's who it is.
The Jeffersons.
Yeah, Freddie Mae. Fannie Mae.
Yeah.
Fannie Mae.
Don't you fuck with me, Freddie Mac.
Oh, Freddie Mac.
No, it sounds like, what it sounds like is like it was like the name of two popular blackface characters, you know,
in the days of
like not Al Jolson, but
the Borscht Belt,
the days of thunder,
days of thunder.
Never saw that one.
Yeah,
but.
You know, a lot of people, you know, a lot of Jews, you know, it's tough being a Jew these days.
Absolutely,
with the anti-Semitism, but a lot of Jews are like, hey, we invented, you know, psychotherapy and socialism, but. We don't often publicize the fact we also invented blackface.
You didn't invent it, you stole it.
What do you mean we stole it? No, we
from
we
the
popularized
south, from the south.
We popularized. I mean, we stole it from black people's faces. But we popularized.
That's
it.
First of all, that's very problematic
the,
of you
in
to
the
say.
Catskill Mountains.
Yeah.
In the Borscht
Belt. Just a bunch
belt.
Of Jews laughing at a guy with shoe polish on his face,
doing song and dance. You know. That was one of our great inventions.
We should get cabins in the Catskills.
It would be nice.
Mm-hmm. We should all we should get ourselves genetically modified to look like dogs and cats.
I don't want to
one
do
of
that.
Us could be a pig.
Yeah, maybe
yeah,
one
I wonder
of us.
Which one of us
could
be
any of
us?
Could because all of these are fantastical ideas, and none of us really look like any
I
of
think
those
you
animals.
Would be a good pig.
I don't want to be a pig.
What if you replace your feet and hands with trotters?
I don't want hooves.
What if he had? What if you just had hooves? Though I don't say.
I don't have them.
Yeah, but what if you already did?
Yeah, you would look like a.
I'm not entertaining.
We're not.
We're
not talking about.
You would look
like
a sprightly like
not.
Pan, like one of those Greek with the goat's legs.
You'd have to hold the microphone like this.
You wouldn't get me a fucking stand.
No,
I have
mean,
to hold it.
Yeah, but you would have gone through your whole life using your little pig paws to navigate the world. So
I don't have them.
Mm-hmm.
What if you guys had that? Ever think of that?
No, but
yeah,
think
we
about
have
it,
thought about
Stavros.
It.
Okay, and what are the, what's
you
the answer?
You love eating
to,
pussy,
then I would just
right?
Deal with, yeah.
You'd have a snout. No.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
you imagine
snout.
Snouting down on
a clit? Going
on a clit? Yeah.
A clit?
Yeah
that
yeah.
Sounds pretty good.
Honestly, I think a girl
wrinkling
like
my
that.
Nose and tickling a clit with my snout?
Exactly.
But visually, I don't think I would want a snout.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'll tickle a clit
cute.
With my current nose. I don't have an issue with that.
Hmm.
Just getting in there, going, doing the side-to-side move.
Oh, yeah, the humana, humana, humana.
Women don't have to put truffles in their pussies. Yeah.
I don't need to snort. I don't need to find. That's in a scenario where you have to trick a pig into eating pussy by putting a truffle in there so it's snouted out.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. You wouldn't. Even if I had hooves, you wouldn't have to fucking convince me to eat pussy.
Yeah.
And here's my question: would women want to fuck me with hooves?
Well, your dick wouldn't be a hoof.
But, you know, it'd be a freak show.
It'd be kind of like a spiral.
Is this in a world where some people have hooves?
It's in a world where
am I the one guy?
You're the one guy.
No, it's in a world where people can be half man,
see,
half
I would
animal.
Be, I would be some, yeah, I would be some, probably some kind of a...
Oh, I see.
I would be like a flamingo.
I see how we've backed our way
like
into
a,
this.
A flamingo guy.
Yeah.
Like
that's
a long,
what you mean.
A long beak.
You'd stand on one foot?
Yeah. I'd stand on one foot, the other one up, and I'd have a long beak, and you'd be having a snack, and I'd use my... extended
long
beak.
I'd be pissed off if you took my snack.
Get
dude.
Some of the snack.
I would be really pissed off.
Yeah, well, then I would gracefully fly away with my egret friends.
Mm. No, the egrets wouldn't fuck with you.
Yeah, they would.
Your little gay ass flamingo ass.
They would fuck with me.
No, they would fuck. They would fuck. They would get sucked off
by
you. They
would respect that I was pink.
No, they wouldn't.
Yeah, they would.
They would use you as a little pussy.
You know what you would be used as? An even bigger pussy.
No egret would fuck me, dude. Because I'm basically a man with hooves. So I'll just punch them in their fucking stupid bird head.
Well, I'm also a man with
hooves. Yeah, but they could fly away, bite
you're
you
just a man with long ass legs. Long, skinny legs.
And then I turn pink when I have seafood.
Is that why they become pink?
Yeah.
Because they eat shrimp?
Yeah, they eat shrimp and they turn pink.
Interesting.
Wow.
So if they had a different, what if they had like blueberry Faygo? Would they turn
cool.
blue?
We should make Juggalo flamingos.
We should make Juggalo flamingos, dude. That would be awesome.
Is it the gathering right now? Is that right?
I don't think so.
No. How about the blathering of the Juggalos?
Oh my God! Talk. Tell me about it.
They won't shut up about the DSA.
I bet you getting pussy from a juggalo would be awesome.
A juggalette.
A juggalette.
Or a juggalette. You want to get a pussy from a guy juggalo.
I guess, if he's cute enough. I watched somebody went to the gathering of the juggalo and did a video. And, even though there was something very dirty about a lot of them,
yeah, that's
I
would have
fucked them.
Put them through hot ones?
Put them through a spin. Put them through a car wash with their pussy out.
Pussy first.
Pussy. Put them through a car wash. Pussy first. And I'm in. I'm fucking some of the juggalettes I saw.
I wonder what the hottest juggalette looks like.
I bet you there's a couple smoking juggalettes. And if you're out there, if you're listening to this, and you want to suck a man who doesn't have hooves his cock.
Well, he does.
I'm on a website called World's Sexiest Juggalettes.
Imagine Stav on stage and he's at the gathering of the juggalos and he's holding the mic like this. His hooves.
Describe it for the people.
I gotta say, these girls aren't too sexy to me.
It's not. It's how insane they are.
They're crazy.
And how they go buck wild on a cock is my inclination.
Yeah, they'd go like whoop whoop all over
they'd
your
like,
dick.
Whoop 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 whoop.
They'd whoop whoop.
I would
right
love to get my
dick
whoop whooped.
And how about juggalos and they're black people that like
no
clown posse?
No.
Why?
No. No, nice try. We're trying to look at hot juggalos. You think you're going to sneak that one in there?
God, no. You were both on your phones.
No, I'm trying to find hot juggalos.
It's like when you fucking...
Here's my shot.
You leave some hot dogs out. You're grilling and you leave some hot dogs and you turn your back and the dog is just got all over them.
I remember because like juggalos, they say MMFWCL.
What's that?
I saw it the first time I saw it and I saw a juggalo type it.
Mm-hmm.
And my brain was like, what's that stand for? Mad motherfucking wicked clown love?
Wow.
And then they're like, yes.
Wow.
I was like, oh.
You guessed
you're
that?
I guessed it. You were meant to be.
A juggalo?
That was like King Arthur getting the sword out.
Yeah, but Insane Clown Posse sucks.
I don't think I've heard a full song.
I
heard that
terrible.
One about miracles.
What's that, Stav? You said, let's play music?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
There's the one about, it's Christian, right? Didn't it turn out as
several albums in the Dark Carnival series?
Really?
That the message of the Dark Carnival was to be revealed in the last album.
And it was
and it came
Christian.
Out in like 2007. And then they were like, it's Christianity, y'all. The Lord Joker.
Here's the kind of shit I'm talking about. This girl would be awesome to fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure. I
actually did fuck her before you say it.
No, I did.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. See, not for
looks
you.
Because
you don't know how to get some rough and tumble pussy, Adam.
Yeah. What are you talking
all
about?
All you get is big city pussy.
Big city
that's
pussy.
Not true.
That's so true. You only can get pussy in...
I've gotten truck stop pussy.
No. If you're not in fucking a major metropolitan area,
woods pussy.
Your Jewish charms have no...
So, that is
have
so true.
No fucking...
That is 1,000%.
jugulars, falling fat, floppy ditty fruits. I say fucking pigs in the house. I break it down, bro. Boom, shock a day. I'm Violent J and I'm back like a vertebrae. And I come with a hat full of trucks, trunk full of Fango, car full of fashion. Fuck you, wicked clowns. We're like the same with time. The Cobras, X-Men, and Counts. And everybody with
this is fucking hysterical, dude. DallasObserver.com. There's something called the Lovely Juggalettes of the 2013 Gathering.
I'm
NSFW.
Looking at that as well right now.
Just if you got it, is the Dallas Observer a real?
Yeah, oh, they observe Dallas.
Yeah, oh, dude, there's one of them. How about
the
Dallas?
It would be great if the Dallas
titties.
Observer. It's like every day the newspaper comes out and there's one article that's like, yeah, this place is fucking gay.
Observation over.
I've observed it.
Once again, Dallas.
Here we go. This is who Adam blows it with together. Adam's going around. He's like, I think I'm going to fuck a mom.
Have you ever... Do you know about Criterion?
That would be funny.
Why clowns?
What's up with the clowns?
Are you guys in like a rivalry with the Ringling Bros?
That'd be a funny question. I don't hiss. No, I don't. I don't do a hiss.
Adam's,
I don't sound
Adam's,
like a balloon.
Adam's animal man would be the snake.
Yeah.
The snake
for
who
sure.
disobeyed God.
Not even a snake. Whatever that legless lizard is. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm talking about? It's not a snake. It's just some dumbass lizard. Doesn't even have legs.
It drags his cock all over the fucking ground.
No, come on.
His little ass cock. Me. And that's why it evolved to be so
This is what
so
Adam
small.
Is. The slow worm.
The slow worm.
That's
my dick's
nice.
Name, too.
That's you, dude. That's...
Come on, man. That's not, I'm cooler than
no.
Let me see.
No, I'm the coolest one as the flamingo, naturally.
Well, first of all, I'm not the pig, by
You're
the way.
You're the pig.
Why?
I'm the bull.
No.
Pigs
I still
cool.
have hooves, but it's bull
Shane Gillis
hooves.
Already uses that as a nickname. You can't be the bull.
Yeah, that's all right, Shane's fine. I'm common. The buck.
Adam can't be a regular snake because that's Lewis.
Yeah.
I'm not the pig, bro.
You're the pig.
I'm the okay, how about this? I'm a wild boar.
Stavros the pig, hell
There's really
yes.
no difference between wild
yes,
boar.
Yes, there is. They're unruly. I'm the boss hog. Fine. I'm the
right,
boss
here
hog.
We go. Here we go. Then we'll split the difference and we'll refer to you as the common wild pig.
No. Pig is not going to be involved at all. Okay, let's get that
right,
out of
then
there.
Then we'll use the Latin name, the sus scrofa.
No. Yeah, that sounds good.
Sus. You guys both are the sus scrotums.
No, you're the sus scrofa.
No, you're sus, bro.
It's right there. It says
I'm
it.
Not that. I'm a wild boar.
Wild boar, also known as the wild
I'm
swine,
the fucking warthog.
Common wild pig, or simply wild pig.
I'm not a fucking wild pig. I am wild. I am a wild pig, actually, when it comes to the pussy. I'm the wild pig of pussy getting.
Yeah.
I'm one of those big-ass boars with tusks and shit.
Yeah, mean.
I'm a fucked up guy that you don't want to cross paths with.
You're a Taiwanese festival pig.
Let me see.
What do they look like? If they're cool, then maybe I am. But I have a sneaking suspicion they're not.
Oh, trust me. It's the worst kind to be.
Oh, well, then I'm not that.
They're force-fed to be...
No, that's not what I am.
Here you go. There's,
oh, no, dude. These poor guys.
It's Adam, would you like to see stuff?
Jesus Christ, dude. This is fucked up.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm not. That's not me.
There you go. Here's you eating at Sarku.
No, that's not me. Look as at much that. As I love Sarku.
Look, here he is at Sarku.
No,
that's not that's a big fucking pig.
Okay, yeah. I can't really think of what I am, so I'm just going to Google cool animals. Dude, what the fuck? Is that real or is that a sculpture?
Yeah. No, there's that. That's serious.
Good God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Taiwan rules.
Cool.
What's the coolest part about Taiwan is that it's a part of China.
In our opinion. I mean, as a fact. Yeah.
Look at this.
Jesus Christ. What? No, that's got to be a drawing.
This is
no,
stuff.
It's not a drawing. That's
this
real.
Is stuff.
That's everyone you. Chill out with that's saying you. That's stu- this kind of stuff.
If you're playing
me.
Along at home, check out the Holy Pig Festival in Taiwan and then look at the pictures of Stav.
I'm a fucking gorilla, dude.
No, now you're completely off the mark.
Come on, man.
We were allowing you wild swine. Or
I'm pig. Not wild. First of all, it's wild boar.
It's wild boar, also known as the common wild pig.
No, we're not. It's not also known as that. I'm going to Google most powerful boar. And then we'll see what the fuck I am.
Yeah, then we'll see.
I'm a warthog, matter of fact.
Do you remember...
I'm the boss hog.
Do you remember warthogs from... warthog
whole Halo?
Twisted Metal.
Oh, I don't,
warthog
actually.
Was the Humvee.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm a rhinoceros, I just realized.
You're a rhinoceros?
A guy...
No.
Yes, hold on.
Gynecologist. That's the only guy thing that I am.
A gynoceros?
A guy...
An OBGY...
An
OBGYN.
Fuck. I don't know why I helped you out with that one, but yeah, it's not
have.
It.
You shouldn't have, because I am firing on exactly one cylinder. For the folks at home, my tonsils are swollen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I never got sucking cock all weekend.
I never got them removed.
Neither did I.
That was the thing they would just do to people in Victorian times. Adam probably had his tonsils removed.
Yes, I did.
Adam, what's this like tumor on your face?
I have a thing on my chin that I'm getting removed.
What is that?
It's just a
it's my
cyst.
Nuts.
I thought it was a zit for a while, and then it just stayed.
Shh, it's my nuts.
It's a small.
And I will remove them when I please.
No, I have a bump on my chin that is. I'm scheduled to have it removed.
I've had a sty since fucking February or something. Yeah, this
sucks.
Shit won't go away.
That sucks, brother.
The yep. bump on my chin does really bother me.
Life in the big city, you know.
How'd you get it?
I think I got it after my mother died.
Like from stress?
I think so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
And then I thought it was a zit.
Are you sure it's not just having bad skin?
No. I asked.
Because you do have
a dermatologist.
You have a history of horrible skin.
I did when I was in high school. I had acne, but no, I went to the dermatologist and she said, "Yeah, it could be stress related." And then they shot it with a steroid. And I said, if it shrinks...
It got stronger.
Then it got stronger.
Dude, so wait, stress-related, you just got a little bump?
I got like
what if I got really
chin.
Stressed and my dick kept growing bump by bump?
That'd be awesome.
Huh?
That'd be really awesome.
That would be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Like, somebody I love dies and my dick gets 1.001 centimeter bigger?
That's how it should work.
That's how
you
it should.
You
work.
Honestly should get
the
rewarded.
The more pain you know, the bigger your pain.
Your dick should get. Yeah.
It should
honestly,
work out
I kind of feel
way.
Like that's true.
Mm.
No, because there's some guys who just...
No, there's some guys that have massive
more pain,
dongs
the more
and
pain
no pain.
The
and
more
all.
Pain I feel, the bigger my dick gets.
I don't think that's true.
Well, it gets harder, I guess.
The more pain you feel
you gotta be putting
specifically
cigarettes out
in your
me.
Asshole, yeah. the harder your dick gets.
Right, that's what I mean.
The deeper the pain inside of your ass gets, the harder your dick gets.
Famous yeah, ICP true. Song.
Oh, man. I got to say, going through nude juggalettes, the quality starts to drop off dramatically.
Yeah. There's one girl where there's three pictures of her in that photo series.
She's pretty hot.
She's imagine probably like the one hot.
How bad you have to fuck up to be a hot woman and be a juggalette.
Yeah.
You could just be naked at home.
Well, but the thing is, dude, that's even hot women are dumb pieces of shit, you know?
No, it's about being part of a community.
And even if you're fucking hot as shit, you can still like something stupid as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, well, I think it's smart, personally.
It was gathering 2016, crowning Miss Juggalette.
Oh, do you get to fuck Violent J and Shaggy?
Oh, yeah. Violent J. Oakerson?
Violent J. Oakerson? I mean, not that far off.
It's the same guy.
It's the just same wash guy. The fucking paint off.
Yeah.
I guess Violent J's probably not as funny.
He's wearing the same clothes.
They're wearing, style-wise, but Big J is much funnier.
Big J is very funny.
But is he as good at clown rapping? Probably not.
Probably not.
No. So we each have our own skills and talents. Mm-hmm.
Who are some other clown comedians?
Adam Friedland.
Me. Yeah. Pagliacci.
Pagliacci.
Let's think.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Most of the women that do comedy.
That's right,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, they're all clowns.
Yeah, they're all fucking yeah. clowns.
tell them, dude.
Yeah.
Fucking clown
Put
shows.
On your fucking red nose. My pussy hurts.
Louis,
thank you.
Yeah. Louis J. Bozo.
Louis J. Bozo. Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, you want to change people's names to clown.
Let's see here. What are our fucking clown name? Hold on, wait.
Nice, dude. Nice ripping of the ass.
Thank you. Bozo really is just one of the only clown names.
No, Bozo Noodles.
Noodles.
Krusty.
Noodles is
Krusty. I'll yeah. give you Krusty.
Homie.
Homie.
Ronald Norm McDonald.
Yeah, okay.
That's quite good.
Norm Ronald McDonald.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Norm Ronald.
Norm Ronald.
Norm Ronald McDonald. Norm Ronald.
Yeah, okay. Real quick, I should just mention.
Your dick is small. I have to piss.
Bluechew.com.
Oh, thank God. The guys at Bluechew.
You should mention.
Bluechew.com is a website selling the finest sexual products. Prudely. Adam, why don't you tell them about it?
Bluechew.com are chewables that are available online. You don't need any in-person doctor visits.
And what are chewables? Why don't you tell us, for those of us playing along at home?
They're two different. They come in two different kinds. Sildenafil and Tylenol.
Let me ask you something. I'm a regular guy. What the hell are chewables?
Listen, you're a regular guy, right? So what are you into? You know,
getting pussy and chewing stuff.
Getting pussy and chewing, right?
Yeah.
And these are instead of
a pig's favorite thing.
I'm not. I guess I don't. In theory, maybe, but I wouldn't know. So, keep going, Adam.
These are chewables that inside of them have the same active ingredients as Cialis and Viagra. To get your goddamn dick hard.
To get your dick.
And because they're chewable, they can work faster than
it's
pills.
It's possible.
They could.
It is a possibility.
That is a possibility. And we know you're a professional businessman. You don't have a lot of time in the day. Sometimes you take your Viagra, and then the 5 minutes that it takes to attain an erection might feel a little too long. So why not chew
Adam,
it and blue it? Right? Chew it and do it.
No. I guess maybe. Yeah, chew it and do it. Look.
Listen, if you love sex, you're going to love bluechew.com.
Absolutely. And you don't have to go to the doctor and say in person, doctor, my wiener don't get hard.
And then typically when you go in person, the doctor has your drop trowel.
I collect them now.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. I fired the prescription back up. Just so I was like, let me see how many I can get.
Can I have some
before you fuck?
Well, I won't. You have to guess how many there are in the jar.
Yeah, and you know what I did for a while, I just took a bunch all the time to just walk around with a hard ass dick.
Yeah, that's true.
And it feels good. You can get pussy with them or ass.
Mm-hmm.
Or mouth.
I like to
you could just keep your dick on hard at all times to feel the power of
I like
a hard
to
dick.
Chew
they
them and then
the
get
James,
ass.
They call that the James Bond.
James Bond. The James Bond. That's true.
I like to chew them and then get ass. You know?
Yeah.
And then on Monday, I'm back at school. We're all sitting around the the table.
Cafeteria.
And we all tell each other about all the ass that we got over
I
the
love
weekend.
Gay ass.
Yeah.
I love getting beaver.
No.
No.
I like getting play, you know?
Yeah.
Getting some ass.
I love chasing muff around.
Oh, my God. I can't get enough of that sweet poontang pot.
Punani. I love punani.
I like punani because it sounds like maybe Indian or maybe Hawaiian.
Yeah, either one. But what it really is, is that gushy, gushy cunt. Yeah.
It's a gushy, gushy cunt from gushy.com.
I like to be. I
some
like to
gushy slit from BlueChew.com.
I like to be sitting on a beach and meet a girl named Kaheka Aka Aloha and get some of that sweet puntang.
Puntang, and then make her say her name while she sucks my dick.
Yeah, and she says.
And it feels, the vibrations feel good.
Why don't you hand me the Firestone crackers so I can break one off in my mouth and really, really get real with these people?
The fire hook. Crackers.
The Fire Island crackers.
The fire is the only... It's just just rich with cum on
them. Good afternoon, folks. We're the Fire Island crackers.
Well, we love getting fucked in our asses. We love getting sucking a man's dick. Yep.
Oh, I love that.
I'm fucking gay.
It's been 15 minutes since I've seen a penis.
And I'm gonna kill myself.
And my heart has grown so sore that my eyes have not lain upon a penis. One as fine as yours.
Boom, 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 boom.
The old boardwalk
boom,
days.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let me see your dick, please.
The 1920s.
I'm gonna kill myself.
1920s is probably the pinnacle of being a homo.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you could still get killed for it, though, right?
Yeah, but, I mean, you would just be like, oh, of course I love girls, wink. And then, like, as long as you were, like, you know, fucking dancing and singing on the boardwalk, people were like, all right, I guess that works.
That
I wonder
just,
if there was
just a regular Jersey boy.
I wonder if there was a spike in hate crimes. I mean, you're probably right. There's probably some times where it was more chill.
Yeah, I think hate crimes spiked in the 40s, but it depends on, like, how you what you consider a hate crime.
Right,
because for some people it's like that's just good science, brother.
Good science,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1942 to 1945. There was, I think.
Oh, I see, I see, I see, I see.
Oh, I know what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking more on like gay shit
at BlueChew.com.
What do you mean?
By the way. Yeah, if you want to figure out when the best time, you know what I'll tell you. Actually, I think is the best time to be gay right now, because you could go to BlueChew.com, get you and your boyfriend and the 15 other guys in your life that you fuck Blue Chewables. All the cocks in your life are hard as shit. No matter what, no matter how fat you are, no matter how unhealthy you are, everyone that you fuck can have a hard ass dick. And that's the meaning of pride. Happy Pride, everyone.
And the promo code is Cumtown, by the way.
And the promo code, by the way, is Cumtown. And you're going to want to do that. You're going to want to log on and get your dick harder than fuck.
You can just go to go.bluechew.com. Don't do it. I'm looking out for you.
You're right, man. Stop. I almost picked up a cracker.
Put it down.
I put it down.
Put it fucking down.
Go.bluechew.com. Fuck. Cumtown. You know what? I'm going to stop eating after the two.
Okay.
You're a good friend.
Out of solidarity.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
That's what socialism is all about. Yeah.
No, I know. These are devilish.
They're good. Yes.
Go.bluechew.com/cumtown.
That's right.
And you tell them that the fucking guys sent
you. The fellas sent you to get your prick hard.
The coolest guys in the world.
I got to piss.
All right.
Adam, get off your phone. Nick needs you.
I'm here.
Nick needs you while
I'm
piss.
Here. I was looking for
something.
You know I got a wicked throat infection.
Yeah, I wonder how you got
no,
that.
No.
Sucking my dick?
No.
You got it from sucking a little bit
absolutely
of insane
not.
Clown penis.
It makes you think, like, what would Gary Sinise have to say about all this?
Mm-hmm. Lieutenant Dan himself.
And he'd say, hey, Forrest Gump. Did I ever tell you I'm fucking gay?
Yeah. And be, I didn't know that.
Yeah. What is Gary?
I didn't know that.
What does Gary Sinise sound like? I was driving around the other day and I picked Gene Hackman back up. Tried that out for a little bit. Got very close.
Wait, like a gruff kind of.
Well, he's gruff. It's like he talks from the. It sounds like it's coming from the back of his throat, but it's he speaks up here in the front.
Did we get that promo code out?
Yes, we did.
Okay, cool.
It's BlueChew.com, because it's not...
Yeah, let's hear it.
It's very easy to turn it into... Turn it into Riptorn. Like, it goes that way too quickly.
Yeah, it's not good. Yeah, he's a tough one, because you can distinguish it from other ones, but it's tough to pin down.
He's got, like, a strained voice more than anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen my penis?
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah. Where the hell is my goddamn penis?
It's Gene Hackman style.
That's quite good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's awesome. That. I heard a little Rip Torn.
Were you in the bathroom looking at pictures of my penis? I'm fucking gay.
Yeah.
Yes. That's quite good.
Let me see your penis.
Like this kind of stuff, you're going to want to check out cum.town.
Yes.
And pick up a t-shirt where everything we've said on this show will be memorialized in t-shirts. For,
yep.
Everyone, mm-hmm. I haven't released a new shirt in a while, but the print shop can't seem to keep anything in stock anyways. So now we both, now after 2 years of them being the ones dragging the old feet,
Now it's your turn.
Now it's my turn to let the business die.
Nothing wrong with that, brother.
Out of spite.
Not bad at all.
Fuck them.
Yeah, fuck them. This is what, it's how the Dodge brothers, how they're falling out.
Yep.
Yep.
Eric and Charlemagne.
Eric
Dodge.
And Charlemagne Dodge. And listen, go to stavi.biz. You know, maybe I'll have a couple t-shirts up there. Maybe some Dream to Imagine shirts. Yeah, maybe I'll start doing political shirts, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'm also designing them with some of my famous catchphrases. Mm-hmm.
I want to do a shirt during the
women rarely make history shirt.
You should. Yeah. With that picture of you.
With just a picture of that's pretty funny. That's not bad.
You should do all of those. Like a picture of you, and it says if you go over to someone's house and they don't have books, don't fuck them.
Yeah.
John Waters.
Mm-hmm. That's the most obnoxious. Did John Waters actually say that?
I think so. Maybe.
Just some offhand comment now every like fucking.
Yeah, he probably said it in a specific context.
As a joke.
Every gay bookstore, the Strand has that everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it's like, how about nobody in here gets pussy?
Yeah, dude. How about you just fucking only don't read books, watch fucking.
I came in here.
Commando starring Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I was across the street at Modell's buying basketballs, and I had to come over here to piss. So as soon as I leave here, I'm not reading shit. I'm going back over to Modell's and fucking the first woman that walks in.
And also, what does books mean? A girl could have fucking like Good Night Moon and Babysitter's Club and stuff.
I think it
that
refers more to men rather than
to other gay men.
Yeah, there's no reason not to fuck a woman at all.
Yeah, no one would ever
not unless
fuck
they're not hot. If they're like that. That woman was involved.
That's probably the only reason not to fuck.
That woman killed 9 infants.
And then sometimes,
owns a company that kidnaps Native American people and turns them into the glue that makes they kill black people with the glue.
they put in the crack in the inner city.
And her family owns that business, and she owns the business.
Right.
And also,
and
she's
hot.
Pedophile. And on top of that, the last 9 people she's had relationships with, she's accused of rape, and they're in prison.
Right.
If that woman is hot, definitely have sex.
That's a yes.
That's the
because you said relationships, that's not a guy she fucks once.
Exactly.
So that's smart.
Yeah, that's a hell yes from me.
That's a hell yes from me. One thing I forgot to say, I'll be in Rochester this weekend, next weekend, the 17th through the 19th. Get your fucking tickets. And I'll be announcing a tour soon.
You misspoke. He's going to Rochester.
I'm not going to Rochester.
There's a man named Chester.
No, I'm
not.
You
will be having unprotected.
I will be using a condom when I fuck sweet little twink Chester.
He's going to be doing unprotected sex.
He's going to
Rochester. I'll be having
sex.
I'll be having
G-apostrophe
I'll be having condom gay sex with Chester, and I'll be doing stand-up comedy in Rochester at Comedy at the Carlson.
And you'll be doing
to stavi.biz.
You'll be doing a position known as the garbage plate. When you Rochester, mm-hmm. Are you gonna allow yourself a garbage plate?
No,
I'm getting one before.
I got
it's
an Airbnb instead of a hotel so that I could get groceries.
What's a garbage plate? That's in Rochester.
That's a regional
cuisine.
Is it spaghetti with the Cinnabon?
No, that's Skyline chili.
Spaghetti and chili is Cincinnati.
Spaghetti with the. The Cinnabon frosting.
Oh, right. Which you mentioned on Sunday.
But I think they...
I'm going to make spaghetti from scratch. Mm-hmm. And then you put cinnamon in the dough before you make the spaghetti.
Sounds
then,
bad, dude.
Then you add... Shut up.
Raisins.
Raisins.
Ew.
And spaghetti and raisins.
Fuck, dude, that sounds like fucking
cinnamon spaghetti and rice.
That sounds like some weird.
That is literally
like a British dessert.
That is a Jewish food called kugel.
Called
kugel?
Yeah, it's
called
no, it's not.
It's called
it's
what?
Not spaghetti.
It's like a noodle. It's like an egg noodle with cinnamon. Mm-hmm. There's a. You could have a cinnamon raisin.
No, you
egg
bake
noodle,
it, dude.
Baked. And
it's good.
Disgusting.
It's
don't
not
it.
Disgusting.
It's not.
Well,
you're
well,
not. It's
well.
Not fucking spaghetti.
So when I come up with it, you say it's gross. But now suddenly that it's a Jewish.
Now
thing,
it's Jewish.
Love
no,
it.
I've had
cool.
kugel.
Oh, sounds like cold. Sounds like the pig is.
No. Mm-hmm.
Discovered.
Who is the pig? I don't get it.
Now the truffle pig
the truffle
is discovered.
Pig.
I'm not. I'm the boss hog.
Has become the pig of the bank.
No. I'm the boss hog.
You're
of getting
a truffle
pussy.
Pig, and the farmer that goes around with you looking for the truffles.
The deal
Chester.
Pig.
The deal no, pig.
I'm not a deal pig.
More me, I guess.
Oh wait, no. This sucks. What am I thinking of? What's the tasty thing, Jewish?
I'm
going to
start a website
What's the tasty
called,
Jewish dessert?
Called Deal
Rugula?
Pig.
Rugula. That's yeah, what
rugula
that rocks.
Rugula
dude.
Is just a pastry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like a pastry cookie. It's good.
Rugula.
Also, if you
that
guys
shit's
are,
fucking awesome.
If you guys are into websites and if you like sex, you might want to check out patreon.com/cumtown.
Nick already said it, dude.
He said cum.town.
Oh. True.
Patreon.com/cumtown, where for $5 a month you can have access to premium episodes,
yeah.
The entire
so
archive.
Open a website called Deal Pig, and it's already a business that someone's selling.
You could buy it for $5,000.
$5,000, I could own DealPig.com.
Yeah, how fucking.
A website for obese Jews.
For fat people that are trying to save money.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't be. See, that's not. I'm not a Deal Pig because I don't give a fuck about money. I let the money
yeah,
fly,
we
brother.
We don't care about money at all.
I let the money fly. I'm going to fucking. I like to buy luxury. In fact, I need new clothes, man. Where should I go to buy clothes?
This is so funny. Look at these people's bodies at the gathering of the drug.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look
I'm going to show it to somebody who might appreciate it a bit more.
I don't get it.
Horrific. They look like shit.
You
this
know what, guys?
You know what's funny?
Sorry.
Is like look at the chair Adam's sitting in right now.
Mm-hmm.
That man is in the same exact chair as Adam.
Yeah,
that's nice. A camping.
It's an engineering
chair.
Marvel.
I'm off yeah. the box. I'm now on a camping chair. I've really made it in life.
You're off the box,
feels nice.
And you get no box.
Yes, I get a box.
Dude. No, dude, you don't get any box.
I get box.
Yeah, how about the blathering of the juggalos?
I think you said that already.
God damn, our brains are just fucking decaying.
Well, I have
in
a,
real time.
I have a pretty bad infection in my throat and brain.
Yeah, and I'm back to eating healthy for the first time.
Dude, imagine putting your dick into that area.
Whoa.
Look at the tattoo. Whoa. Just fucking like. Ugh. Just like jet grind radio graffiti tattooed
yeah,
all over her pussy.
Ugh. But what if her pussy's good?
I'm sure it is, dude.
It's probably all
it's
right.
It's probably gushy.
Yeah, it's probably gushy.
She's clown tattoo.
She probably has a clown gushy.
Honestly, no. Now that I've said it,
I want to honk on her clit yeah. while I fuck her.
Truck horn noises.
Yeah, I want to do a little doot doot doodly loot doot doot doot.
My fucking dick is
How about the busting of the inside of those?
That's what I'm trying to go to.
Yeah, I'm trying to get
I'm
some.
Trying to go to the bus sitting of the inside of Lowe's.
It's a new festival I came up with.
I'd love to go.
Where you're not, you get the women, you've got a different role this uh-huh. time around.
That would be awesome.
Rolls Damn. And holes.
Damn, mm-hmm. dude, this is a nice little beach scene.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I should have gone to the beach this weekend.
Yeah, I'm trying to get a beach house in late July, I think.
Dude, let's do it. Wait, late July? What about mid-July?
All right, mid-July, whenever. Thomas is going to be in town. He texted me.
Oh, it's when is he coming?
Well, if maybe he'll text
Thomas
you.
Thomas Aquinas?
You know. He told me a couple of months ago he was coming to town.
Thomas of Penis.
Who's Thomas?
Thomas from Twitter. It's funny.
Young Thomas.
Oh, nice.
Young
Thomas.
Yeah, the boy Thomas.
The boy. Yeah, I'm gonna see
he's
him.
He's going to a beach. What do you
no,
say?
No, he's gonna be in town. He texted me today.
Gotcha.
He said, "Are you going to be around?" And I said, "I was planning on getting." Here's also this is someone we know. I think.
Who is that?
Is it someone we know?
I don't know.
Do you know?
I don't know what you're getting at at all.
Let me see. I'll show you the picture again, and you tell me if it's you or not.
It's not. Let me stop you right there, Chief. It's not me.
No, so you have to answer whether
okay.
or not.
Okay. Okay. I see what you're doing. I'm. You just have,
you have
your
to tell
phone.
The truth. If you lie, you're gay.
I'm not looking. Well, it's not a picture. You lie, you're gay. Fuck. Your Honor, objection. No. Objection.
You lie,
it's
you're
not
gay.
A picture.
Look at my phone and answer the question.
I'm not looking. You can't make me answer if I don't look at it.
This is on the screen presented in front of you.
Let me see.
I can't see.
Let me see the picture.
It'll ruin it.
I can't see.
All right, hold on. Let me just make sure my phone's working. This was my the screen.
No, it wasn't. You switched over.
The screen.
You switched over to some fat guy with some fucking one of those plungers on his tits at the gathering of the Juggalos.
That's a funny pick.
And then when you pointed to me, you get to your camera and you say, "Who is it?"
Yeah,
that's not
on my screen.
No,
is that a picture or not?
That's not a picture of me.
This is not.
No, it's not.
This is not a picture.
It appears to be a picture of you, Stavros.
I can't see it.
Looking at my screen.
Why?
Because he's seeing himself.
No, exactly. That's not me.
You're right, Stav. You really do have hair.
Yeah.
I do have hair.
And plungers on your
teeth. No, that's not me. That guy's face looks nothing like my face.
Mm-hmm.
The fat phobia on this episode is running rampant.
It's okay. Not fat phobia. We're just saying you're a pig.
And
they got with plungers on his
teeth. And then you say I look like an ugly fat guy.
No, he's beautiful.
He's not. Nice try. You don't believe that. I know in your heart you don't believe that.
In the context of the Juggalo gathering, that's the thinnest person I've seen so far.
That guy looks pretty good.
His face had taken a beating.
You know where
life.
Else what would make him look even better is if he was carrying around a Ridge wallet. Adam,
yeah,
why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Ridge Wallet is a wallet company that's reimagining. It's really disrupting the wallet industry by saying, why is a wallet leather and in the back pocket? This is a metal front wallet.
Yep.
Correct.
That's
front
true.
Pocket wallet, sorry. They also have a...
Tell your regular wallet to kiss my ass.
Yeah, tell your regular wallet exactly to fuck off, to fuck right off. Back to...
You can kiss my off. You can kiss me off, pal.
Fuck right off. And
you can suck my fucking
throw it
dick.
Away.
Suck my dick.
Go to RidgeWallet.com.
Just tell those other insurance companies to suck my motherfucking
suck my
dick.
Suck my penis.
Suck my fucking dick.
Suck my fucking penis.
Yep. What else do you want to say about it? This is a product that... we use and we use
the Chinese Japanese
why use.
I got it right here, pal.
Sob's got it right here. What model do you have? You got titanium, right?
I got the titanium, bro.
It's a wallet. You know, if you imagine what the Terminator
absolutely
right.
This is what the Terminator and guys.
Adam, you got to get one for it because I'm telling you. Yeah, how long have you had this stuff?
Like a week.
And you're on board, right?
I'm on board.
Yeah, because I you know they sponsored us right when I like happened to need
new wallet
in between wallets. And yeah. I was like, well, I guess I'll use this fucking gay shit.
That's what happened to me. I threw my phone. I meant to hit the couch and it actually broke a window, and I broke my phone.
Oh, because of the Knicks game.
Because of the Knicks game.
Stop through a tantrum.
I didn't throw a tantrum. I was getting my anger
out. It was a little
at-home
tantrum.
I was getting my anger out in what I thought was a constructive way.
And then you had orange slices.
Throwing my phone at a couch.
If maybe you had just been looking for truffles.
Mm-hmm.
I have no natural ability when it comes to finding truffles. And I was in my queen's apartment.
Meanwhile, I was chilling and turning pink.
Oh, that's my phone.
I was turning pink from all the shrimp I was eating.
Yeah.
And we were looking at RidgeWallet.com.
Anyway, so I have always been a phone case wallet guy.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a broken phone and no case. And I said, well, I got this lying around since I got the little dick backpack. And I'm still waiting for the...
No. Dude, I'm going on vacation on Friday. I need that backpack.
I'm still waiting for my
traveler's backpack.
Quiet.
Okay.
I'm still waiting for my duffel bag.
which is mine.
That's true.
And I would use it more than the other two people on this podcast.
Yeah,
and
he's always
I
on the
I did get the worst backpack, so I should get the duffel bag, as we've all shown.
I'm already keeping my eggs in there.
You don't have any eggs.
I do have eggs. Here's me on my way to my eggs.
You're not a flamingo. You're not as graceful.
I'm that graceful?
Nope.
I'm beautiful? Look at me bringing the sunset.
Nope.
To the bay.
No, you're a little chipmunk.
They're always standing in like 4 inches of water.
I'm not a chipmunk. You already agreed that I'm a flamingo.
You're a chipmunk.
Hours ago.
You're a chipmunk.
I've been a flamingo the entire show.
No, you haven't.
Yes.
You're not graceful.
I am graceful.
You're not tall.
I'm tall and graceful.
Nope.
In the flamingo, my ujoir is that of a
flamingo. Your ujoir is not that at all.
I'm a dolphin.
No, you're a little Ridge. Fucking.
I'm a
snake
dolphin,
worm,
and I can echolocate, and I'm.
You're
bisexual.
The slow worm.
You're the slow worm.
You're the slow worm.
I'm so glad.
Let me see your ridge. Let me just see it in action. Let me just
you
hold
can't
it.
Can't hold it.
Come on, I'm not gonna take your credit card.
No. So we got. Listen, Ridgewall's got a lot of good stuff. I'd love to know what you know what, Nick? Why don't you give us a review of the duffel bag that you're using so much? Go ahead.
Well, it holds about 15 eggs, ready to mature, keeps them warm.
How big are the eggs?
You can put more eggs. Ostrich eggs?
No, flamingo eggs.
Oh, those are.
But you have
big,
to imagine that in this world, we're a part animal. I'm like, I'm basically a flamingo, but wearing like, what are they called? Spats. Mm-hmm. And I've got like a thinner kind of suit on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And maybe a little like a pork pie hat or like a one of those like 60s G-men fedoras.
That would look kind of good on you, yeah, on a flamingo, man.
But I'm about 5 or 6 times bigger than a regular flamingo.
No.
Okay, so you're about 30 or 40 feet tall.
Yep.
What are you laughing about, bro? He's just imagining this.
Just a giant flamingo with a fucking little hat on.
It really makes him happy. It's nice to see him happy.
Hence the larger eggs that would take up most of the duffel bag.
Right.
And it, keeps him warm. I'm ready to see off my offspring, because as you know, as a migrable bird.
So it looks like eggs range in size for about 3 by 2 inches and 4 ounces.
Now scale those up to
3.5 to 2 inches.
Mm-hmm. That sounds pretty good.
So those are pretty small eggs, honestly.
Yeah, flamingos aren't big birds.
Yeah. I wonder what they taste like.
The duffel bag is great. The backpack is, I love the backpack.
Yeah, I like the backpack a lot, too.
I like the small little dick backpack that I got,
mm-hmm.
and I'd love to know what the duffel bag was like.
Stubbs got his backpack filled with enough Nutri-Grain bars to get him out through the day, which is about 87.
Yep, but they're healthy.
They're healthy.
They are healthy.
They're
healthy.
It's got Nutra and grain.
It's
in
got grain.
Rich Wallet is actually a joint enterprise between
Kellogg's
and you know who else sponsors is or sorry
is sponsored it,
no is has it by his own personal volition enjoys the use of the Ridge Wallet.
Let's hear
who's
it.
That
Frankie Muniz,
really,
as according to his Instagram,
Malcolm himself,
really,
yeah,
and he's not paid by them whatsoever.
I have no idea, but we're
your brothers.
Yeah, we're Malcolm in the middle.
Yeah, I'm Reese.
No,
I'm Reese.
You're Stevie.
No, you're Stu.
You're Stevie. You already said you were him.
No, I said Reese before.
You're
you.
You're not Reese. You're Stevie. You're in the wheelchair, except this time you're white.
You don't I'm the black wheelchair kid.
Yeah, you don't even get
who's
to be
the
black.
Youngest brother?
Dewey.
That's Stav.
Stewie.
That's Stav, and I'm a 40-foot-tall flamingo man.
In a pork pie hat.
In a little pork pie hat and a suit.
Mm-hmm. That's a pretty good look.
Laying eggs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the black kid's black father, and I'm getting pussy from...
he's a nerd, right?
Yeah, but I think he gets pussy in one of the episodes.
Now, bridgewall.com will help you get...
I'm going through Frankie Muniz's fucking Instagram. I don't see a Ridge Wallet anywhere, dude. I think you're lying.
Maybe you think there are girls that are like...
Maybe I'm confusing him with... you know what? Maybe it was a dream I had. I think it might have been that.
I'm going all the way back to 2012. I don't see a single Ridge Wallet.
Dude, you think there are girls that are like...
Yeah, it was a dream 100%. I had.
That are like, yeah, I fucked Muniz this weekend. Damn.
Of course, dude. He was fucking Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, but you know, it's 2021.
There's probably a woman that did that, and she like tells her friends, like, you're not going to believe who I fucked, and they have no idea who he is.
Oh, for sure.
And then she's just like,
she's like, wait, I fucked him.
Yeah, what did I do? And then she was like, I was raped.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then he has to go to jail.
He has to go to jail.
That's probably what happens a lot.
Yeah, it probably happens to him all the time. Poor guy.
That was one of the episodes of the show.
Yep.
He gets a girlfriend.
I willingly got pussy.
He gets a girlfriend, and then she finds out he's a nerd, and she was like, I'm being raped.
So he hid the fact that he was a nerd?
Mom's like, Malcolm, did you rape a girl at school?
What? No.
And Brian Cranston's like, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
I don't know who told him to do that.
Yeah.
I'm naked.
Oh, yeah, he's naked.
Hal, put your fucking clothes on, you fucking faggot.
Put your clothes on, you fucking retarded gay guy, my husband. You big naked retard homo. That was a good episode.
Life is unfair.
So now I got detention. I raped this girl. Yeah. And my dad turned retarded.
Yeah. Malcolm, do you think I'm and that's the end.
Oh, jeez.
No, we've run out of time for today.
Damn, Frankie Muniz's bitch is all right.
I actually fucked her a couple times.
She's I don't know.
We'll I got dumb. I got dumb.
RichWallet.com.
Actually, she's fucking kind of hot.
Yeah, he's rich, dude.
Is he rich?
Sure.
He was a race car driver for a while, and I think that ended.
Shout out to Paige.
Now he's
Muniz.
A crypto guy.
Oh.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna take a page out of that book. If you
yeah, I would love to.
I'd like to turn the page over and fuck her in her ass. Or...
Yeah, take that, Frankie Muniz. That's what you get for not actually loving the Ridge Wallet.
Yeah,
we're gonna find your wife and fuck her in the ass. Yep.
I do fuck with the Ridge Wallet, though.
Yeah, we took
They sent more, and I got the gold one now.
Yeah.
Which is probably a little too rich for the blood of some of the peons that listen
right.
to
Right, you don't deserve it, guys. Sorry.
Muniz and his wife, it looks like they live in Phoenix, and they're very happy.
Oh, Phoenix, huh?
Yeah.
Phoenix, Arizona?
Couldn't quite cut it.
Or Phoenix, Delaware.
She looks
probably
good
Phoenix,
in this
Delaware, if I had to guess.
Phoenix, Arizona. All the way to Tacoma.
Fuck my fucking asshole.
She's hot. Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta. I'm gay.
Yeah, she's hot. I fucked her.
I mean, Muniz looks like shit.
Dude,
what the? Who cares?
You're going to cause problems for us with the wallet company when they find out that you're besmirching their number one fan.
Yeah, dude. Which I don't think he is, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Malcolm! Malcolm, why the hell are we being mailed the results of your HIV test? And it says it's positive. Well, my mom's pretty pissed.
Malcolm, did you get AIDS again?
We can't afford this.
Were you doing gay shit and getting AIDS?
We can't afford
lower middle class
HIV medicine on your father's salary. As a nude retard? As an underwear retard?
As the town retard? Oh,
no. My pants are gone. I'm pretending to read the newspaper. My pants are gone.
Life is unfair.
Help, put your clothes on.
You're not the boss of me now. You're not gonna bust inside me now.
You can't bust inside of me now.
You're busting me now.
Put your bust inside of me now.
Put your bust inside of me now.
Malcolm! Malcolm, did you let your brother come in your ass again? Malcolm, are you sucking Reese's penis in the garage?
Mom, that's doing. I'm doing math.
Well, go over there and help your brother suck your other brother's dick already.
Now, that's you right. boys better suck each other's dicks.
How? Are you teaching the boys how to suck each other's dicks? Are you sucking Dewey's dick again? Oh, fuck, dude. Now that would be a good show.
Yeah, y'all remember that show?
It really is such an awesome formula for comedy that we've discovered.
Good job, Jamie.
What the hell is that?
He's my slave.
You don't get to have a slave. You're my slave.
Slaves can have slaves. This is America.
Is that a little kid?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you what. I'll give you your freedom if you give me Jamie.
They added,
Really?
Your attitude's been pretty lousy lately. I know you've been spitting in my sandwiches. I mean, I still eat them.
It's weird.
But now the trust is gone.
What's Reese up to?
Well, Reese is like, he's like the American version of Spinner from the Degrassi. They both
I think Reese was in the Capitol riot.
Was he?
Nuh-uh.
I think he... No.
Maybe that was Malcolm.
I think he was there with...
Malcolm, did you try to hang AOC?
I think he was saying he wanted to kill Mike Pence's wife.
That's awesome.
He wanted to kill Mother.
Mother? The hottest piece of pussy in America?
He wanted to murder Mother Pence.
Would you get head
from her?
He said
he wanted to get head from her and then kill her.
Wait, who's Audrey Pence? Mike Pence's daughter?
As of 2010, Burfield is chief creative officer of Virgin Produced.
Audrey Pence could kind of get
Let's see.
It.
Let's see.
She, well, I mean, for a politician's daughter.
What are you talking about? Politicians' daughters are hot.
No, none of them are hot. They're
yes, they are.
Hot.
Chelsea, the Bush team.
Yes, dude. Chelsea's were so hot.
Literally,
dude.
None of them are ever hot, ever.
No, that's bullshit, dude.
Oh, Reese is Jewish.
Mike Pence's daughter is a liberal who speaks Arabic.
Nice.
That sounds like bullshit.
She's about to speak to my dick and balls. She's about to say hello.
Yeah. I'd like to pence her over and fuck her in the ass.
Yeah. What was Paige Muniz style?
I'd like to say...
I'd like to take off my pence and put my penis in her vagina.
Absolutely, my friend. Absolutely, pal.
I like to pull my pants down.
Pull my pants down.
And rape her.
I guess I don't know if it has to be rape.
That's a step too far.
All right. Well, you know, that's you got to find the line. That's
pull
what
Mike.
Pull what Mike pants down.
That's what
Eric, so Dewey. Is from Worcester, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Mass.
29 years old, born July 12th, 1991.
What's Dewey up to?
Mm-hmm.
Does Dewey have a bitch?
I
certainly hope so.
He speaks a little Swedish.
Wow. What about Hal? What's Hal doing?
Hal,
did you suck my dick?
Sullivan's last night. I have a cock, Hal.
I have a fucking cock now.
My mom is trans.
My mom's a guy.
Oh, I forgot about the fat guy. The fat.
Yeah, the fat.
Craig.
Craig, who was trying to get the pussy from the mom.
He was always trying to get the pussy off the mom. Craig Feldspar. I don't know. That name sounds a little bit too close to...
Mm-hmm. A little too close to home.
To home.
Yeah. It's funny because this guy was... So Craig Feldspar is a guy that was like fucking failing at open mics. No future in comedy until 2014. And he discovered he could just be woke.
Is he... Oh, you mean that's what he looks like? Yeah.
That's the vibe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then a handful of girls were tricked by it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still TFW no pussy. And that's also the woke shit's not working out. And it's interesting to see what will be the next step.
Yeah.
For the guys in that category.
He looks kind of like Josh Gad.
David Anthony Higgins.
David Anthony Suck Dickens.
David, he's 59 years old now. Wild. Early life and education. If you if you're just tuning in, we're looking at the Wikipedia page for
the fat guy. The fat guy from Malcolm in the Middle.
I would like to put my hog in his mom's pussy.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Yes, motherfucking sir.
All right, yes, sir. To the personal life. In 2000, he married his wife, Julia, and they have two children. They live in Studio City, California. Yeah, we're a porn studio city.
Oh, dude, chill.
Come on, dude. That's nasty.
I know. Higgins was featured in a Hollywood edition of the Discovery Channel series Body Challenge. We worked with a personal trainer. He's a fan of Laurel and Hardy and Buster Keaton.
No, he's not. He's
Buster
lying.
Penis.
Why the fuck is that on his Wikipedia page?
Because he wrote it himself.
Mm.
I suck the fucking dick now.
And my dick is small.
Now and my dick got hard. I'm fucking gay. What's the last shit that the mom from Malcolm in the Middle's been in? She's
a good actor. In my opinion.
And Jane Krasinski.
Mm-hmm.
She was in The Quiet Place. She transitioned and was on The Office.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. With Dwight.
Yeah.
She actually did suck Dwight's cock, I remember.
And then she was in the...
Jane Krasinski.
The Benghazi movie.
Yeah. He's an American actor and singer. He is best known for her starring role as...
My Dick and Balls?
I'm sorry. I'm thinking of somebody else. Jane Krakowski.
Oh, from 30 Rock.
Yeah, what the fuck is the other bitch's name?
I want to suck your hard
Malcolm
cock.
In the Middle. Fucking Jane Kaczmarek. So I guess that's something different than the other name I said. She's married to fucking the dude from West Wing.
Mm-hmm.
Who, Fuckley?
Fuckley. Here's my ass, Mr. President. Make with it what you will.
Fuckley.
God damn it. Thank you, Fuckley.
Thank you, Fuckley.
What does Martin Sheen sound like? I'm gay. I don't know.
He sounds exactly like that.
Yeah. Mm. Being a president's about something.
Yeah. He was supposed to be from New Hampshire, right?
I'm from New Hampshire or something, right? Yeah. It's me, Martin
Sheen.
Has there
been a president from New Hampshire?
Yeah,
that's
God
a fucking
forbid.
Little dick ass.
James
state.
K. Polk.
He was
about the James K. Polk.
Yes, he was.
Your ass with my dick.
James K. Polk was the.
No, it's from.
Where?
No, he's not from New Hampshire.
From Kentucky.
He's not from Kentucky.
He's from Tennessee. Who am I thinking of?
No one, dude.
No, Zachary Taylor Thomas.
Zachary Taylor Thomas.
It's so funny that was the guy's name.
Zach Taylor.
Dude, go ahead. Do the bit that I used to do.
Do your bit, dude.
No, you do my bit.
You did say it as if you had thought of that, for you know?
I didn't say it. This is something Nick has said.
This is the beauty of it, is that I got all the bits out of the way in my younger days. So now I don't even have to use my brain at all. I can just wait for Mr. Steeliani over here.
Rudolph Steeliani.
Yeah. I didn't steal it. Rudolph Steeliani is pretty good.
That's you.
Mm-hmm.
Where
you're
like,
the mayor of having a little ass dick.
Yeah. Like,
America's
Rudolph
gay guy.
Rudolph Steeliani, where he's like, there's two types of black people. There's black people and then there's the N-word. Yeah.
The Chris Rock bit.
He does he steals.
There's a Wikipedia page for that joke, and the Wikipedia page's title is just like, Boob versus black people.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's fucking like, just like Wikipedia should be able to get in trouble for you.
Is it in quotes?
No.
Gotta put it in quotes if you're gonna say it.
Yeah.
I say it, but I put it in quotes every time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's pull this up now. Why do you do? Yeah, here you go.
So Oh, it's got a. It's the soft A, though.
Well, we'll fix that right now, because that's not what he was saying. Yeah, Chris Rock had to stop doing that bit because guys like me were like, "You're so right."
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. I don't like the rest of what this guy's saying.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Giuliani. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about Rudy?
I'm not scared of you, motherfuckers.
How about Rudy Giuliani?
Mm.
He's fucking jeweling.
Yeah.
He's doing jewel, and he's singing "Dreams Last for So Long."
James left.
After you're gone.
That's a really good Rudolph Giuliani impression.
So he's got a lisp, and he's from New York. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much all I know.
Adam, I got something you can root off over here.
Yeah.
So what is that?
Mm-hmm. Didn't you root? I put my cock in your mouth, and you try and say every slur.
Yeah. That's if rude. If Nick's dick was in your mouth, that would probably be a pretty good Rudolph Giuliani impression.
Mm-hmm. It would. It sounds as if there's a penis in my mouth. Yeah. An incredibly small one.
Yeah, like it would be like lisping.
Yeah.
Because Nick's dick is so small. But
it would only reach the tip of my tongue.
Exactly.
I don't like how we had to make this about me.
You said it.
No.
You said it.
Well, you're gay. Your dick is small. It's perfect.
I was minding my own business over here eating cracker face fire sticks or whatever they're called.
Fire hook.
Listen, cracker face. Listen, cracker wood. Let's start calling people Peckerwood.
Peckerwood's good. Yeah.
Shut up, Peckerwood.
Don't call me
that.
I
got something good for you right here.
Is it your dick?
It's my fucking dick.
Awesome.
It's my Peckerwood.
damn. Now I'm thinking, you know what? Beach House would be awesome.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to fucking...
Playing Chinese checkers, getting way fucked up on drugs that we already do here all the time. Dying.
But you're by the beach, dude.
By the beach.
I honestly, dude, I am a fucking beach bum.
Yeah, dude, me too.
I love the beach. No, you're not.
Well...
I like being tactical.
I like taking
the
board
beach.
Up.
I like driving, parking, getting out, swimming 20 minutes, walking directly back, not even toweling off, getting back in the car wet.
Wet and sandy.
Wet and sandy.
Just fucking upholstery, fucking salty as a bitch.
Yeah. Chafing your balls.
Yeah.
No, I like to fucking be out there for quite some time.
Yeah. Stav likes to get roasted.
I love getting, dude, I'm going to get fucking tan as fuck. Because I'm going to go to Greece in August, the first week of August. I'm going on tour. Maybe we could just fucking be on the beach, record.
I would love to go.
We should just record, like...
If we all go together, though, it's because we got the money. We should go somewhere, like, extremely tropical.
Not during the summer.
Why?
You go to those kind of places.
Let's go to fucking Jersey. Go to the Jersey Shore. Get some pussy from some juggalettes.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Or some
now that I remember, there's juggalettes in Jersey.
I'm sorry. I meant guidettes.
Oh, guidettes.
Oh, yeah. We go to Karma.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked by Snooki. Or yeah. JWoww.
I was thinking we go to Belize and do the show in the jungle.
I honestly... The fucking Jersey Shore is nice, dude.
Yeah.
It is. They got really nice
beaches. Yeah, you want to do Long Beach?
That'd be fun.
Long Beach Island?
We can go to my dick beach, yeah.
All right. Well, that's the plan. Hope you guys enjoy your summer. Whatever you guys are doing.
Yep. Keep us updated.
Let us know, dude.
Email us at adamfriedland.
Adam.friedland@gmail.com.
Yep. If you want to get us there, you can get us there.
It's also... apartment, what is it, 4?
You gotta take that out, bro.
Why?
You
have to take it out.
Don't say it.
Don't give his actual address.
Is that your address?
Come on, man. Just beep it. You know, just do a beep.
All right.
Just please beep.
You gotta.
And then you said the wrong apartment, so now my neighbor's gonna get harassed.
It's also not your address.
It is 100% my address.
Is it?
That is the number and the street.
Yeah. Yeah, just beep. And don't just beep the number, bro.
I knew the street
beep
was
it all.
Right. I tried to pick a number that wasn't the right number.
No, it's one number. Very powerful address. Shouldn't have even given that clue.
Yeah, just beep the whole thing.
Beep the whole thing. Just the address. They can figure out the rest.
Well, I'll pick and choose where the beeps go.
Okay, you do a little beep.
I'm going to have to say only so I remember to beep it.
No!
That's the only way I'm going to remember. Because if it's got, there has to be something.
He could have said anything, folks.
Yeah.
You don't know what he said.
You don't know what he said.
you don't know.
Well, now I have to. Now I can make a mental note. It's like you got to make sure that that.
Right, right, right.
It was
right,
just
right.
Adam's address,
and that was the that end would of be come
that
come.
Would slip out.
My address.
Why'd you forget and just both go out?
That's how we both go out.
And then literally we're like, all right, down, this show's over.
Down for that.
Nick that was it.
And then I go down because someone hunts me down and blames me for Nick going down.
Yeah. Well, folks.
Wow. Ric Flair's bitch is still hot.
Who's his bitch?
His bitch that he used to go on the, go to the on ring with. Miss Elizabeth? Wow. Or, no, that was
Elizabeth is Macho Man's.
Macho Man's.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah,
wait,
is
this a younger woman or what?
No, he has a young wife, but I think they're just wife. Friends. No, it's not his wife. What are you
Oh,
crazy?
That's not his wife?
Ric Flair's wife's like
give it up for
25.
Nature Boy.
The fucking Nature Boy. Mm.